To come back home and talk about an Oireachtas committee which has issued a report on small and medium enterprise finance this morning. We're joined on the line by the Small Firms Association Director, Patricia Callan. Patricia, maybe briefly you can tell us the kind of recommendations that this committee have come forward with.
Well, there are a number of recommendations which are very significant for small businesses. Most importantly, I think the idea that we need to now focus our attention not just on the banks themselves and what they can improve in terms of giving finance to SMEs, but to broaden that further in terms of looking at other options for gaining funding. For example, letting credit unions lend to small businesses. Currently, they only can deal with the domestic sector. Looking at peer-to-peer lending through crowdfunding platforms, things like that. We're also looking at issues around, for example, current viable businesses who may perhaps have a bad debt in terms of a piece of property or something like that that they invested in, that there should be resolution of that to the effect that viable businesses would not go out of business. And also they've a number of other suggestions around things like, for example, the use of personal guarantees, which is a big barrier to businesses actually drawing down loans, that they should look and examine mechanisms to prevent banks doing that sort of thing and to make it easier, really, that even though if you get a notional approval, that you're actually able to draw down that money ultimately. Overall, there's a need, I think, for independent verification of the bank lending rates, and they're calling now on the central bank to take on that task. And I think that would be critical, so we need to know exactly how much money is reaching businesses and what purpose.
Because, you know, we've been listening to your organisation and others for several years now talking about the importance of finance and the lack of finance, availability of finance. Do we have an actual official big picture on that?
Yes, well, like the biggest thing in this country is that we're actually over-reliant on banks as a source of external finance. So basically 93% of the 27.6 billion SME finance market results from banks. And that's really not going to hold. Most banks now say that you need to have a 30% equity stake in your business. And in previous years and other decades, you would have got that through grants and government supports. Mostly that is now no longer in existence, mainly due to changes in EU rules. So we need to actually figure out who else can invest in businesses. So it's the owners themselves, maybe friends and family, and that's why we're asking for the Employment and Investment Incentive Scheme to be really changed in this forthcoming budget to make it friendlier, easier to access, less bureaucracy for those who want to invest in businesses, but also broadening the regime and the remit so that more people can enter the market and provide the finance that we need. Because really, I think in terms of small companies here, we have a very restricted banking sector now with really just three main banks. So we'd like to see a lot more competition across the board in that. But these recommendations are strong. They go in from everything to what banks should be doing to what businesses should be doing. And again, I think on that front, we recognise that there is a gap in terms of small companies having financial proficiency to be able to deal with making applications in this new world with banks, and that we would look for some sort of a voucher scheme to be given so that a business can go and seek professional advice to help them in their negotiations and putting their case forward to the bank. And I think that would certainly result in a very tangible outcome at really low cost to the government.
Okay, Patricia Callan, Director of the Small Firms Association, thanks very much for bringing us your thoughts on that.